让我们有机会再见面，彼此交通。
Thank the Lord and grace this opportunity that we may meet each other and that we can have fellowship.
我来之前呢，弟兄们告诉我说，有两次的交通。
Before I came, the brother assigned to speak twice.
我在主面前祷告等候，到底应当和弟兄姊妹交通些什么呢？
So I pray before the Lord and ask Him what I should share with all my sisters.
那么主把启示录二十二章第十节到十二节的这段话呢，放在我心里。
And the Lord has given me words from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 10 to 12.
那么我这次呢，就要就着这一段话呢，和弟兄姊妹相互之间有一个提醒。
So through these verses, I wanted to remind one another.
我们先来把它读一下啊，请我们看启示录第二十二章。第十节到十二节。
Let's read these verses together. Revelation 22, verses 10 to 12.
他又对我说：“不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽，为义的叫他仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。看哪，我必快来。”赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。我们很清楚这一段话呢，乃是给末了时代的圣徒。
We are very certain that these words are spoken to the saints in the latter days.
这里说到日期近了。
Here says that the time is near.
这里主也说：“看哪，我必快来。”
Behold, I am coming quickly.
这里不是光是说到主还要再来。
Here he's not saying that he's coming again.
这里讲到他要快来。
But here he says, I am coming quickly.
所以这一段话呢，乃是给那个最靠近主快来的再来的时候的那班圣徒们。
So these words are spoken directly to those saints.Near to his coming.
我们都知道主一定会回来。
We know that he will certainly come back.
今天我们已经处在一个末后的时代。
And today we are already at the end time.
我们看看周遭的环境，看看整个时局的变化。
When we observe our surroundings and when we observe the changes that is taking place
很多兆头都提醒我们。
There are many signs that remind us.
那么当我们读圣经的时候
and when we read the Bible,
我们亲近主
and we draw near to God,
我们似乎也能感觉到那个主来的这个时候非常的靠近。
We can also sense the time of his coming is near.
弟兄姊妹，我很深信一件事，
Brothers and sisters, I truly believe,
就是在主耶稣基督回来之前
that before Jesus will come back again,
地上会有一个复兴。
That they will
因为主耶稣第二次的再来，他是一个荣耀的君王。先知们也讲，他要在万万圣者中降临。那么地上呢，必定有一个相应的光景迎接主的再
来。
那绝不是今天我们眼睛所看见教会这样的一种光景。
Definitely would not be the current church condition.
如果是这样的情形，我想主回来，我们光景实在是十分的软弱。
If the Lord comes back in our current state, then we are still very weak.
我曾经听见很多的爱主的弟兄姊妹这样说。
I have heard many brothers and sisters who says,
如果主今天回来
，If the Lord comes back today,
哎呀，我不知道怎么办才好。也有爱主人告诉我，如果主今天回来，那么我就找一个洞钻进去。
There are also brothers and sisters who love the Lord says, if he comes back today, I will have to find a hole and hide myself.
我没有脸见主。
I cannot face my Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，如果主回来的时候，
and sister, if the Lord returns,
地上神儿女神的百姓的光景是这样。
And our condition, the condition of His children is such.
你想想看，主回来有光彩吗？有荣耀吗
？Then can He gain glory?
主一回来，我们每个人都找个洞躲起来了。
And when He returns, each one of us will have to find a hole to hide.
那，我想，主说我不要回来了。
And I think the Lord probably says, I don't want to come back.
主在他的话语里面曾经告诉我们。
The Lord had told us in His words.
当地上一有这许多末世的现象出现的时候。
When all the signs of the end time appears.
神的儿女应该挺胸昂首。
The children of God need to stand firm.
我们应该有一种准备好的情况迎接他的再来。
We need to be in a condition that is already prepared for His coming.
这样主回来，他的心才有欢喜。
Then, when He returns, He will have joy in His heart.
我曾经做个小的比喻啊。
I have given a small illustration.
比方说，我们离开家很久了。
For example, we have left home for a
long time. 我要回家了。
And now we want to go home.
我的家人知道我要回来，他们心里很高兴。
And my family also know that I'm coming back, and they rejoice.
假使我一到家门，门一打开。太太也不知道躲哪里去了，儿子也找洞钻起来了。
But if I come home and open the front door, my wife is hiding in a hole, and my son also hides himself.
你想你回家有快乐吗
？Then will you have joy in your heart?
弟兄姊妹们，神主的话告诉我们，应当有预备。
Friend, sister, the word of God tells us that we need to prepare ourselves.
我很相信。
I truly believe.
在主回来的之前，地上会有一个。
That prior to his coming back, there will be a great revival.
我最近读这个撒母耳记上。
Recently, I've been reading First Samuel.
我里面有一个好像主给我一个里面一个感动。
And the Lord moved in my heart.
你看，当以色列还没有建国之先。
And before the Israelites have their nation.
神先兴起了撒母耳。
God has first raised up Samuel.
那么撒母耳。在以色列百姓中间的服事带进一个大的复兴。
And through the service of Samuel, he has brought in a great revival among
the people. 那个复兴呢，历史上称它作是米斯巴的大复兴。
That revival is called the revival at Mitzpah.
米斯巴的大复兴之后，然后我们开始看见，就以色列就开始建国。
After the great revival at Mitzpah, then the Israelites was able to establish their nation.
所以主的再来也是主的国度要降临。
And so for the coming of the Lord also points to that.
这位作王的主他要回来了。
This king will come back.
圣灵宝座前的七灵奉差遣往普天下去啊。
And the Holy Spirit that is before the seven spirit before the throne will be sent out to all the nations.
他一定在地上要做一个预备的工作。
He must do a work of preparation on this earth.
教会将会有一个荣耀的光景迎接主的再来。
And so that the church may receive the Lord in their glorious state.
我觉得这个是合理的。
I think that this is reasonable.
这也是应当有的。
And this is something ought to happen.
但是呢，圣经也提醒我们。
But the Bible also reminds us.
当这个复兴临到的时候。
When this revival comes.
只有那般有预备的百姓能够跟得上主的带领。
Only those people who are prepared, they're able to be led by the Lord.
就像在这个《使徒行传》第二章那里所给我们看见。
Just like the picture shows us in Acts chapter 2.
那么当圣灵降临的那一天。
On the day the Holy Spirit was sent.
我们晓得只有120个人他们被神的灵充满。
Only 120 were filled by the Spirit.
当初跟随主耶稣基督的那些百姓很多。
And during Jesus' time on earth, there were many people who followed Lord Jesus.
但是只有120个人，他们蒙到神的这个恩典。
But only 120 received the grace of God.
因为这120个人，他们是听神的话，他们是有预备的。
Because these 120 are the ones who have listened to the word of God. And who have prepared themselves.
当主吩咐他们在耶路撒冷的小楼上面等候的时候
，When the Lord commanded them to wait for him in Jerusalem in the upper room，
他们确实有十天的等候的时间。
Indeed, they waited for the Lord for 10 days.
所以当圣灵降临的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit was sent down，
这120个圣徒首先进入神的恩典和祝福。
And this 120 were the first to enter into his grace and into his blessing.
我想圣经记载这些实在是很清楚的一个教导。
And I think by the Bible recorded all these events to teach us clearly.
所以主再来的时候，地上一定会有一个复兴。
That prior to his coming back, there will be a great revival.
但是只有那般预备的百姓，他们能够进入神的祝福。
But only the saints who are prepared, they're able to enter into his blessing.
所以因此呢，在圣经中间呢，
And therefore we find in the Bible,
所有的经文，凡是关乎到末后时代的，这些的经文，这些的教导，我们今天作为神的儿女都应当重视。
All those Bible verses that talks about and refers to the end time, these are the verses we need to pay attention.
主要我们警醒。
Because the Lord wants us to be watchful.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该过警醒的生活。
And sister, we need to lead a watchful life.
那么在马太福音24、25章里面有很多的这提醒。
In Matthew 24, 25, there are many reminders.
但是似乎啊，我们在预备主再来的生活里面呢，我们好像很多人呢忽略了启示录22章的这一段。
But it seems that in our preparation for the Lord's coming back, many of us have overlooked the scripture found in Revelation 22, verse 10 to 11.
这一段的话语呢，非常的重要。
And these words are very important.
这一段话也很严肃啊。
And they're also very serious.
因为这个圣经这样说。
The Bible says,
不义的叫他仍旧不义。
And those who are unjust, they will still be unjust.
污秽的仍旧叫他污秽。
The ones who is filthy still be filthy.
为义的仍旧叫他为义。
The one who is righteous still practice righteousness.
圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
And who is holy still keep himself holy.
我想我们很清楚，在这段话语里面提到神儿女的两种生活，一个是公义的生活，另外一个是圣洁的生活。
And this verse reminds us the children of God ought to have two types of life. One is of righteousness, one is of holiness.
但是这段话里面呢，它有一些很重要的提醒。
But these verses has a great reminder.
告诉我们说呢，我们要过公义的生活和过圣洁的生活。
It tells us that we need to live a life of righteousness and a life of holiness.
在神的恩，在主的恩典的时代的时候呢，你还有改变的机会。
That in the time of the grace of the Lord, you still have opportunities to change.
有一个时候要来到。
But there will be a time that comes.
到了这个时候呢。
When such time comes,
这一切的事情就不能再更改了。
All things will not be changed.
那个时候，你还想要改自己，已经来不及了。
During that time, if you still want to change yourself, it is too late.
主在这里也不再做挽回的工作了。
And the Lord will not do the work of restoration.
所有的机会都会失去。
All opportunities are lost.
好像到了这个时候呢，所有一切的光景呢，都开始怎么样冻结了？冻结。
It seems like all conditions are frozen at this time.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，这对我们来讲是一个重要的提醒。
My sister, this is a great reminder to all of us.
这就告诉我们，这个时候还没有来到的时候。
And it tells us before this time comes.
今天我们还有机会在神的面前能够悔改，能够改变。
Today we still have the opportunity to repent.And to change before the Lord.
这实在是一个非常严肃的一个时候。
This is a serious time.
弟兄姊妹们，那个时候一到。
Brother, sister, when that time comes.
哎呀，你感觉自己生活中的不义，感觉自己生活中的这个不圣洁，你想要再有一个改变的时候，机会完全都不再失去。
Even if you realize that there are unrighteousness in your life or unholiness in your life, it is.Impossible for you to change.
我想我们作为神的儿女，我们要重视神的话语。
As the children of God, we must pay attention to His word.
绝不要轻看神的话语。
Do not look lightly upon His word.
所以当我读这段话的时候
，So when I read these scriptures,
我里面感觉有点沉重。
My heart is heavy.
那么主。 给我一点负担，要我在这里和弟兄姊妹们来交通关于公义和圣洁的事。
And so the Lord gave me the burden to share things concerning righteousness and holiness with all brothers and sisters.
这两个重要的真理。
And these two important truths.
我有很多年我都不敢讲。
I could not share for many years.
讲神的爱，讲神的恩典，这个都没有问题。
It's no problem for me to talk about God's love or God's grace.
讲到神的公义，讲到神的圣洁，我实在是非常的害怕。
But I am fearful and trembling when I have to speak about His righteousness and holiness.
我觉得我根本不配来讲这样的信息。
Because I feel that I am not worthy to speak on such topics.
当然，主也责备我，因为呢，我太把注意摆在自己身上。
Of course, the Lord also rebuked me because I pay such emphasis and attention upon myself.
其实这是神给我们的恩典和祝福。
Really, that this is the grace and blessing which God has given us.
所以当我再回到圣经里面看的时候
，So once I return back to the Bible,
那么主给我有一种的鼓舞啊。那么，所以我这一次呢，要和弟兄姊妹们讲公义的生活和圣洁的生活。
The Lord cheered my heart.And this time, I'm able to share with you on the topic of the righteousness and holiness.
我年轻的时候啊
，When I was young,
刚出来侍奉主
，and just came out to serve the Lord.
因为心情迫切
，and because my heart was zealous.
所以有时候啊，那个时候虽然不是讲到领诗歌，这个灵啊很迫切啊。
At that time, I was not qualified to speak at the pulpit, but I was able to lead a song, and I can lead the songs with such zealousness.
所以在讲台上讲话，那个灵。那个话都是很重的。
And I use very heavy words, to speak.
结果呢，一个年轻的弟兄就说了。
And a young brother spoke to me.
他说啊，这个孙弟兄啊，又公义又圣洁。
This brother's son is so righteous and so holy.
让我离他远一点。
I need to run away from him.
其实呢，那是个假象，对吧
？And you know that is a false front.
所以后来。在主的光中看自己，那真是又不公义又不圣洁。
So when I view myself under the light of God, I find myself unrighteous and unholy.
所以我靠主的恩典，我要和弟兄姊妹们相互的提醒。
By the grace of God, I want to remind you, brothers and sisters.
我提醒你们，也是提醒我自己。
I'm reminding you as well as reminding myself.
时候已经到了末了。
That we are at the end time.
主的话摆在我们的跟前。
And the word of God is open before us.
愿主叫他成为我们的光。
May the Lord allow these words to become our light.
保守我们能活在一种的生活里。
To keep us to live in such a state.
能够欢然的来迎接主的再来。
That we will be able to welcome His coming with such joy.
所以这两天两次信息，我不是讲什么道，我要跟你们相互之间提醒。
So for these 2 days, I am not preaching anything, but I wanted to just fellowship with you to remind each other.
当我们论到这个公义的时候
，When we talk about righteousness,
我们知道圣经中的经文非常多。
There are many verses that we can find in the Bible.
我希望你们呢有点耐心，跟我一同啊把这些话读一读。
I hope that you will have some patience as we read.All these verses.
其实有时候我感觉呢，我们把这些读完了之后都不需要讲什么了。
Many times I felt that after we read all the verses, we don't even need to explain anything.
因为这是很清楚的。
Because God's word is very clear.
因为公义和圣洁
，righteousness and holiness，
这乃是需要在生活中实际的来表现。
And these are something that we need to experience in our life.
所以我们一同来读主的话。
So let's read the word of God.
请我们看，诗篇第十一篇。
Psalm chapter 11。
诗篇第十一篇。
Psalm 11。
第七节。
Verse 7。
因为耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义。正直人必得见他的面。
For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章。
Deuteronomy 6.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
And it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all this commandment before the Lord our God, just as He commanded us.
耶利米书三十三章。
Jeremiah 33.
十五节和十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
当那日子，那时候，我必使大卫公义的苗裔长起来，他必在地上施行公平和公义。在那日子，犹大必得救，耶路撒冷必安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
In those days, at that time, I will cause a righteous branch of David to spring forth, and he shall execute justice and righteousness on the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell in safety. And this is the name by which she will be called: The Lord is our righteousness.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah 32.
十六十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
那是公平要居在旷野，公义要居在肥田，公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。
Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will abide in the fertile field, and the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever.
六十四章。
Chapter 64.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy rags, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
二十一节到二十六节。
Verse 21 to 26.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, He passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
五十二节。
52.
哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫呢？他们也把预先传说那异者要来的人杀了。如今你们又把那异者杀了，卖了杀了。
Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who have previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayer and murderers you have now become.
哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians
第三十节
Verse 30.
林前一章三十节
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and holiness, and redemption.
约翰一书第二章
First John chapter 2.
二十九节
Verse 29.
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also who practices righteousness is born of him.
第三章第七节
Chapter 3, verse 7.
小子们呐，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Little children, let no one deceive you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
我们再读提摩太后书第四章
Second Timothy chapter 4.
第四章第八节
Chapter 4, verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.Which is the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我想我们的圣经就暂时读这些。
I think we will stop here for a while of reading the scriptures.
如果我们要再读的话，很多啊。
If we want to continue reading, there are still many more.
那我想我们刚才所读这些，如果我们仔细的把它领会，就已经很丰富。
But if we can just carefully examine all the verses we have already read so far, then it is already very abundant.
足够提醒我们。
It is enough to remind us.
不过呢，我还是根据主的话啊，和弟兄姊妹们稍微的有一点点的交通。
But I will share with the brothers and sisters based on the word of God.
我们从圣经里很清楚看见，唯有神是公义的。
And from the Bible, we can see very clearly that only God is righteous.
啊，公义是神的本性。
Righteousness is the nature of God.
也是神行事的一个方法。
It is also the methods in which God works.
我们的神喜爱公义。
Our God loves righteousness.
那什么是义呢？
Then what is righteousness?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我想今天世界上的人也讲义。
I believe the people of this world also talks about righteousness.
我记得我读书的时候
I remember when I was still in school.
啊，我们也受到教导，讲到什么是义。
We were taught about what is righteousness.
尤其我们中国人讲礼义廉耻，对吧？
And especially the Chinese people, they emphasize on this topic about righteousness.
啊，其中有一个是义，嗯，啊，那弟兄姊妹们。这个还记得你从前读书时候，这个义是怎么说的吗
？Francis, do you still remember what you were taught concerning the topic of righteousness?
义就是正正当当的行为，对吧
？Righteousness is proper behavior.
我不晓得在大陆上有没有读，我们在台湾我们是学的。
I don't know if you were taught this in the mainland China, but at least in Taiwan, that's how we were taught.
这是世人的对义啊，他所有的一个这个一个定义啊。
And this is the worldly perspective and definition to the word righteous.
当然，在圣经里面，义，那么也是讲到你要做对的事，做合宜合理的事。
Of course, the Bible also teaches. Concerning righteousness, you need to do the right thing. the proper thing.
事实上，我们晓得，在今天这个堕落的世界里面是没有义的。
But we know that in this fallen world, there is no righteousness.
我们人堕落之后，我们就生活在一个充满了错误的一个世界里面。
After the fallen of man, we continue to live in a world full of falsehood.
从神的眼中来看，没有一个人是对的。
In God's eye, there is no one righteous.
没有一个人是义的。
No one is right.
所以保罗在罗马书告诉我们说，没有义人，连一个都没有。
So Paul tells us in the book of Romans that there is none righteous.
既然神说一个都没有了。
Since God said that there is no one that is righteous.
所以你最好不要有感觉说，那我例外。
Then do not think that you are the exception.
弟兄姊妹，没有例外的。
Friend, sister, there is no exception.
所以圣经也告诉我们，我们人的自义像一个破烂的衣服，对吧？
The Bible tells us that our self-righteousness is just like a filthy rag.
我想这个可能平常都是我们所知道的。
These are things that we already know.
感谢神，只有他是公义的。
We thank God that only He is righteous.
只有神是不错的。
Only God, has no wrong.
神也从来不做任何一件错的事。
He will not do anything that is wrong.
我们是不可能不犯错的。
It is impossible for us not to sin.
在主的救恩当中，
Under the grace of God,
我们知道这是出于神的恩典。
We know that this is out of His grace.
但是救恩的根据，从罗马书我们看见是根据于神的义。
But the basis of redemption is based on His righteousness.
所以一个合乎义的救恩才是一个稳固可靠的救恩。
Only a redemption that is based on righteousness is secure.
当圣经告诉我们说，我们相信耶稣基督，我们就得着永生。
The Bible tells us that we believe in Jesus Christ and we have eternal life.
我们因着相信他，我们就称义。
And by faith we are justified.
当神说这个话的时候，
when God says such things,
而我们遵行这个话的时候，
and we also obey such words,
那么这个话的那一个该有的效果就应该显在我们身上。
Then the effect of such words should be revealed through our lives.
因为这是根据神的义。
Because this is based on God's righteousness.
所以我们要感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，本来呢，这个公义跟这个慈爱呢，有的时候是会有冲突的。
Brother, sister, there seems to be a contradiction between righteousness and love.
但是我们晓得这两件事情在神的智慧里面啊，借着他的儿子呢，能把它结合在一起。
But we know that through God's wisdom, that He has combined and united two in His Son.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
神就让他的儿子道成肉身。
So He allowed His Son to take the form of flesh.
流血舍命，为我们成就了公义的救恩。
And He shed His blood and gave up His life so that He can give us the work of redemption.
所以我们晓得救恩是出于神的恩典，出于神的爱。
We know that salvation is of God's love.
但是它根据神的公义。
But it's based on His righteousness.
啊，这是何等宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thought.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
那么主耶稣基督呢，在肉身中就把这个义把它显明出来。
And Jesus Christ also expressed the righteousness of God in His flesh.
所以对于基督徒来讲，义不是一个道理。
So for the Christians, righteousness is not a teaching.
义就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Righteousness is our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经称他为义者。
And the Bible calls him the just one.
只有他把神的公义显明出来。
Because only he was able to express the righteousness of
God. 所以在整个人类历史上面，主耶稣基督是唯一的义人。
In the entire human history, Jesus is the only righteous one.
那么他与父完全一致。
And he is completely one with the Father.
父是如何公义，他也是如何。
How the Father is righteous, he is also righteous.
所以当我们主道成肉身来到地上的时候，
When Jesus came to this earth in flesh,
在他三十岁要出来尽职的时候，
And when he began to minister upon the Lord at age 30,
他首先呢接受了施洗约翰给他的施洗。
And first he accepted the baptism from John the Baptist.
施洗约翰说，我应当受你的洗，你怎么跑来受我的这个洗呢？
And John says, I ought to be baptized by you, but why you come to me for baptism?
主在那里讲了一句很重要的话。
And Jesus says something very important.
他说你容我，先姑且容我，因为什么？我们理当尽主般的义。
He says, permit it at this time, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
英文的翻译是成就一切的义。
The English translation says, it is to fulfill righteousness.
所以主耶稣的受浸是成就神的义。
The baptism of Lord Jesus Christ is to fulfill God's righteousness.
说明什么？他不活在自己里面。
What does that tell us? It tells us that he doesn't live in his own righteousness.
他不说自己的话，不做自己的事。
He will not speak his own words and do his own thing.
其实当我们基督徒受浸的时候啊，
and for Christians who are baptized,
我们应该和主是同样的一个意义。
We also follow the same meaning.
一个人受浸之后，
after a person is baptized,
他就不应该活在自己里面。
He no longer lives in himself.
他不应该讲自己的话。
He should not speak.
他不应该做自己的事。
He should not do his own work.
那么我们的生活呢，也是为着行义。
And our life is for the purpose of practice righteousness.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主得着神的完全喜悦。
Our Lord Jesus was completely delighted by God.
所以他从水底上来的时候啊，
So when he rose up from the water,
神就说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
God said, this is my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是喜悦公义的。
Friend, sister, our God is a God who delights in righteousness.
神的儿女如果在地上能够行义，这是叫神的心喜悦。
If the children of God also practice righteousness on this earth, we will also delight His heart.
我们是不义的。
But we are unrighteous.
主耶稣道成肉身，为我们在地上行义。
Jesus through incarnation, He practiced righteousness for our sake.
我们要感谢我们的主。
We need to thank our Lord.
他不仅行了义，
Not only he has practiced righteousness,
就是成全了义，
he has fulfilled righteousness.
他也成为神审判的一个标准。
He has also become the standard in according to God's judgment.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道将来我们要面临一个审判。
But sister, we all know that we will face a judgment.
但是这个审判的标准是什么呢？
So what is the standard for such judgment?
神按他的公义来审判。
God will judge in his righteousness.
这个公义怎么表现呢？
And how does he express such righteousness?
乃是借着他的儿子来表现。
It is expressed through his son.
那就说明一件事情。
And this explains one thing.
在审判的事上，
And in terms of judgment,
只有出于基督的那个才是对的。
Only the things come out of Christ.That is right.
我们都知道今天我们蒙恩得救之后，
we know that after we are saved,
我们在地上的生活应该把基督表现出来。
Our life should be such that expresses Christ.
只有当主耶稣基督从我们身上表现出来的时候，那个在神的 审判中才能被称义。
Only when Christ's life is revealed through our life, then that can be justified.
所以这个审判不是根据人的行为的道德的规范。
And so that thisGod's judgment is not based on human moral standard.
但是我们很快的就发现很多基督徒啊，蒙恩得救之后呢，我们在生活中很多的标准还是我们原来的人的道德观念。
But very quickly we discovered that even after our baptism, many Christians still live under the human moral standard.
事实上，当我们读圣经的时候，
But when we read the Bible,
我们发觉神的标准是远高过人的道德标准。
We know that God's standard is much higher than human standard.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Friends, sisters,
我们必须牢记神的审判乃是根据他的儿子。
We need to remember that God's judgment is based on the standard of his son.
所以因此呢，圣经很清楚地给我们看见，
And the Bible shows us very clearly.
神要他的儿子作为我们言行举动一切的标准。
That God wants His Son to become the standard for our words, our deeds, our living.
希伯来书告诉我们呢，
In the book of Hebrews tells us,
只有耶稣基督是昨日、今日、一直到永远不改变。
Only Jesus Christ will not change today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
也只有一样事物啊，他一直都不改变，他才能作为标准。
Only something that is constant and never changed can become our standard.
我们的生活里面呢，太多的时候是以我们自己做标准。
Many times that we consider ourselves as a standard.
所以呢，就有很多的难处。
And that's why we have so many problems in our lives.
啊，从前我们没有信主的时候。
Before we know God.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人都以自己做标准。
Brother and sister, each one of us consider ourselves as the standard.
在家里面，丈夫是一个标准。
At home, the husband is the standard.
那么妻子是一个标准。
And the wife is also a standard.
生出一个儿子，又多一个标准。
And after they have a son, the son becomes a standard.
生出一个女儿，又另一个标准。
And after they have a daughter, they have another standard.
所以呢，你看，有时候家庭很混乱。
And that's why the family is very chaotic.
如果我们信主了，我们真是以主为我们家的标准。
If we believe in the Lord and consider Christ as our standard.
弟兄姊妹，我们就有一个真正的一个准则。
Brother, sister, we will have a true standard.
所以在新约时代中啊。
In the New Testament time.
神有一个最简单的，也是一个最清楚的一个吩咐。
And God has a very simple and very clear command.
神说。这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
God says, "This is my beloved. Listen to him."
我们晓得这是神，我们天上的神呢、啊，亲自的跑出来说话。
We know that our heavenly God came out and spoke himself.
你读全本的圣经啊
，When you look through the scriptures,
你看见神总是隐藏在这个自然界的背后。
God seems to hide himself behind all the nature.
因为他自己的定规，他是不可以，跑到这个世界里面来直接对我们说话。
And because according to his own rule, he cannot come out personally to speak to us.
但是为了这一件事情，我们的神亲自出来说话。
But for this particular matter, our God came out and spoke to us.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
This is my beloved. Listen to him.
这什么意思？就是他才是唯一的标准。
What does that mean? That tells us that he is the only standard.
我们的生活只要听他就对了。
If we listen to him in our life, then we are right.
但是对我们今天的最大难处是什么呢？
But what is our greatest difficulties today?
我们没有听他。
We did not listen to him.
犹太人就是因为不听神的话。
The Jews did not listen to God.
所以他们一再的犯错。
And that's why they commit, they transgress against him again and again.
今天基督徒也是一样。
The same with Christians.
如果我们不听神的话，
If we do not listen to God,
弟兄姊妹们，我们的生活中就定规有很多的错。
Sisters, we will make a lot of mistakes in our life.
这实在是一个非常重要的一个吩咐。
This is a very important commandment.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他为我们流血舍命。
He has shed his blood.
叫我们这些因信他的人能够得到称义的地位。
So those who believe in him.Will receive a position to be
因为称义的缘故
because we're justified,
我们跟神和好了
we can reconcile
我们享受神的恩典
and enjoy his
我们享受他的祝福
we enjoy his grace,
我们被他的爱浇灌
we have been filled with his love,
弟兄姊妹们
Dear friends,
所以当一个人站在义的地位上的时候
when the person is standing on the position
那是一件蒙福的事情
it is a blessed thing.
所以因此神在他的话语中要求我们基督徒要做一个行义者
And that's why God requires all the Christians through his word that we need to practice righteousness.
在弥迦书第六章第八节那里说
In Micah 6:8 tells us
这时候弟兄姊妹很熟悉的话对吧
And these are very familiar verses.
先说世人啊神指示你们何为善神向你们要的是什么呢就是行公义好怜悯存怜悯的心与神同行
What does the God require of you, but righteousness and to do justice?
神要求我们要生活中要行义。
God required us to practice to do justice in our life.
如果我们真正能行义的话
，If we can truly do justice in our life,
这像主的话所说的一样
，Just according to God's word,
他说义的效果是平安。
He says the effect of righteousness is peace.
义的效验呢是平稳。
And the service of righteousness is peace.
直到永远。
To eternity.
但这义的效果就是义的工作啊，义所做的工呢是平安，做出来的工是平安。
He says the work of righteousness will be peace.
义的效验呢，它 他说那个产生的影响 effect 啊，那么是平稳，那个平稳就是安静，是有把握。
And the effect of righteousness is assurance.
所以一个基督徒行义的生活才是真正强而有力的生活。
And so a Christian who practices righteousness is a powerful life.
弟兄姊妹们，很多基督徒啊，常常感觉说我们行义啊，在生活中行义不太容易。
Many Christians believe that it is difficult to practice righteousness in our life.
那是因为我们不依靠主，所以你就觉得很困难。
That is because you do not rely upon the Lord, and then you find it so difficult.
如果我们听从主的话呢？
If you listen to God's word,
我们的行义生活是很容易的。
Then it is easy to do right.
哥林多前书第一章三十节宝贝的话说到，神使基督成为我们的义。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 is such precious word, says that God had made Jesus to become our righteousness.
你要表现基督，你要听基督的话。
If you want to express Christ, and you need to listen to His word.
所以弟兄姊妹们。我们基督徒应当有行义的生活。
As Christians, we need to live a life that practices righteousness.
如果我们今天在地上能有行义的生活，
If we have such life today,
这样使我们见主面的时候没有任何的惧怕。
Then we will not be afraid when we see Him face to face.
以赛亚书六十一章第十节告诉我们，神为我们穿上义袍。
And Isaiah 61 chapter 3 tells us that God has made a garment of righteousness for us.
以赛亚书五十九章十七节，以弗所书六章十四节告诉我们，戴上公义的护心镜，铠甲，穿铠甲。
In Isaiah 59, as well as Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, says that he has put on the righteousness like a breastplate.
所以基督徒生活中要穿上这个义袍。
So as Christians, we need to put on the robe of righteousness.
要用公义保护我们的心。
And use righteousness to protect our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
在生活中我们基督徒有很多应当学习的。
In our daily life, there are so many things that we need to learn.
我们觉得首先我们的言语上面我们需要蒙保守。
First of all, our speaking needs to be protected.
我们不要说主不要我们说的话。
Don't say things that God doesn't want you to say.
你看光这么一个点我们有时候就很困难，对不对？
And just this small point, it is so difficult for us to.
当然，主不许可我们说坏话。
Of course, God doesn't want us to say foul words.
但是主如果没叫你说好话，也不要说。
But if God doesn't want you to say good words, then don't say it either.
啊，今天有人劝我们说，你呀，最好呢多多的说好话。
Today, someone said advises and says, say more good words.
我们有的基督徒啊，也是这样啊。
And Christians are the same.
有时候我看呢，那个不太真实。
Sometimes I find that they're not very truthful.
啊，别人的表现也没那么好。哎呀，这边给他捧得简直好得不得了啊。
When someone is really not that good, but they kept on praising them.
弟兄姊妹，并不是说你都说好话就对了啊。
Francis, it's not right. It's not true that when you say all good words, then you are right.
主告诉我们说，你的话是就是，不是就不是。
Jesus tells us, let your yes be yes, let your no be no.
有时候我们姊妹做菜呢，不大好吃。
Sometimes the sister's cooking is not that good.
那我们说我们要做真人。
And so I said, I want to be a truthful man.
哎呀，我们说这个菜今天做的不好吃。
So I would tell her, today the dishes is not too good.
这个姊妹呢，就流眼泪了。
And the sister will begin to tear.
我做得这么辛苦，你为什么不说两句好话呢？
I have spent so much effort making this dish. Why can't you say something nice?
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候在这些事情上，我们要做真人，有时候好像不大容易啊。
Friend, sister, in this kind of circumstances, it's very difficult to be truthful.
有弟兄姊妹问起来，这怎么办？
And so what do we do?
我说你可以不要说嘛，对不对啊？
I told them you don't have to say anything.
你可以不要说嘛，对。
You don't have to comment.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Friends, sisters,
一个人在言语上面的这个操练
，The exercise about words.
我们要紧紧的跟随主。
In terms about words, we need to follow the Lord.
当然，不要说主所 不要我们说的话，这是好的。
Of course, it's right not to say anything that God didn't ask us to say.
但有的时候啊，主要我们说的话，你也要说。
But sometimes the words that God wants you to say, you need to speak.
有的基督徒不说坏话。
Some Christians will not say any bad words.
但是主感动他要说该说的话，他也不说。
But when God moves him to say some words, he will also remain silent.
所以呢，在言语方面的操练上啊，我想这个是我们今天一个很重大的一个学习。
So in terms of our speech, it is something we need to learn.
我记得有一个姊妹，一个年长的姊妹，她真的是一个活在公义里面的一个圣徒。
I know of an elderly sister. She's truly a saint who lived in God's righteousness.
因为她在教会中有很多属灵的供应。
Because she has much spiritual provision.
那么也得着很多神的儿女们的这个敬爱。
She was also well loved by many children of God.
大家对她非常的敬重。
Many people respect her greatly.
所以有一次一个弟兄就打电话给她。
And once a brother called her.
哎呀，他说某某姊妹。
And sister so and so.
谢谢你常常为着我和我的家祷告。
And thank you for often praying for me and for my family.
结果这个姊妹怎么说呢？
And what did the sister say?
他说：“弟兄，对不起，我根本就没为你家祷告。”
Say, brother, sorry, I really didn't pray for your family.
因为呢，这个年轻的弟兄啊，太敬重他了。
And because the younger brother has such respect for this.
你看，为了讨好他啊。
And he wanted to please her.
他就说：“你常常为我家祷告。”
So he says, you often pray for my family.
但是我们的姊妹是一个活在公义里面的人，他说：“我根本就没为你家祷告。”
But our sister is one who lived in the righteousness of God. She says, I didn't pray for you.
啊，如果是我的话呢？
If it's me?
人家在讲，我说这个你不敢讲什么，让对方感觉好，你真的为他祷告。
If it's me on the other line, then I would just kind of mumble along to let him think that maybe I did pray for him.
但是感谢主啊。
But I thank the Lord.
这个姊妹让那个弟兄学了一个非常好的功课。
This sister allowed a young brother to learn a very good lesson.
当然，他开头很窘迫，啊，但是呢，后来呢，叫他大得益处。
Of course, in the beginning, he was quite embarrassed, but it was great benefits to him.
所以很多时候我们在说话的事情上面，弟兄姊妹要行义。
But sister, we need to practice righteousness in terms of speaking.
那么当然呢，还有就是说，这个不拿呢，不该拿的东西。
Another areas in terms of things that we should not take.
这也是我们基督徒生活里面应当有的学习。
This is something the Christians should learn in their life.
我在这件事情上，主也让我少少的有一点学习。
I've also learned a little bit in terms of this.
我讲其中有一次一个小的经历。
I share with you a small experience.
那么有一天呢，我就去这个一个市场去买点东西。
One day I went to the market to buy something.
结果一走进去看，哎呦，有一块钱在地上。
And I walk and I saw a dollar on the floor.
那么我就捡起来了。
So I pick up that dollar.
我一捡起来那个一块钱，我一看一打开里面还有十块。
And then I pick up the dollar. I opened up, unfold the dollar, and I found another $10 bill inside.
那么11块钱。
So now I have $11.
我说这还不少钱呢。
I say, wow, that's a lot of money.
当然，我里面立刻有个感觉，这个钱我不能拿的。
Of course, immediately I have a feeling in my heart that I.
那怎么办呢
？Take these money. Then what do I do?
所以我就跑到那个店里面。
So I went to the store.
我跟这个 cashier 讲，我说啊，你能不能帮我这个 announce 一下啊，就是宣布一下啊，这里捡到11块钱是谁掉的？
And I asked the cashier, can you broadcast and announce who has lost $11 that I found here?
这 cashier 是跟我怎么讲呢？
And what did the cashier say?
他说，哦，我才不能跟你宣告呢。
She says, I would not make such announcement.
我如果一宣告，至少有40个人会来要这个钱。
If I made such kind of broadcast, at least 40 people will come to claim it.
所以你看见今天人是多么不义呀。
So you know how unrighteous we are. This world is unrighteous.
后来怎么办呢？
And so what do I do?
那我只好祷告，我说主啊，这个钱怎么办？
So I pray and say, Lord, what do I do with this money?
也没有人能领。
No one can come to claim it.
所以后来我就把它抖内掉了。
So later on, I donate the $5.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在我们生活很多细小的事情上面，主会让我们在主面前来学习行义。
In the many small things of our life, God will cause us.To practice righteousness.
当然我觉得我还不错听主的话做这个事对吧
Of course, I felt good about myself. I obey God's word and have done some
但是最近我听到一个弟兄的见证哎呀我觉得他比我更尊贵
But recently, I heard of a brother's testimony. I found that he was more noble than I am.
叫我的心非常受感动
And it truly moved my heart.
这个弟兄失业很长一段时间
This brother has lost his job, has been laid off for a long time.
那么他有孩子。
He has children.
那个孩子呢，那么已经开始读大学了。
And the children are in college.
那么他没有工作。
And he doesn't have job.
结果有另外一个弟兄。
There was another brother.
他是一个很有钱的弟兄。
And he's a very wealthy brother.
他也很爱他们，爱护他们的家里。
He also loved this family.
他就跑来对这个弟兄说。
So he told this brother who didn't have work.
他说弟兄。
Is his brother?
好不好？你这个孩子大学四年所有一切的费用，我来承担。
And brother, will you allow me to cover your child's expenses, four-year expenses in college?
哇，如果是你是我听见的，你会怎么感谢感觉呢
？If you and I had heard such news, what would you feel?
也许我们立刻就低头敬拜主。
We probably immediately bow our head and worship God.
哎呀，神真是耶和华以勒。
Truly, it is God is Jehovah Jireh.
你看看这个多么信实的主啊
！He is so faithful.
马上要感谢赞美主。
We immediately gave God thanksgiving.
然后我们要到处做见证。
And we will testify everywhere about our experience.
我们也没有，我们是凭着信心生活的。
And we have nothing, and we live by faith.
主这样供应我们。
And now God made such provision.
但是我们的弟兄不是这样。
But that's not what our brother had done.
他跟他的姊妹两个在主面前祷告。
He and his wife prayed before God.
因为要不要拿这个，你要听主的。
Because whether you want to receive such help or not, you have to listen to God.
他们在主面前祷告说：“主啊，这笔钱我们是可以接受的吗
？”They prayed before the Lord and said, "Lord, can we receive this amount of money?"
结果主给他们的感动是不可以要的。
And God told them no.
他们就去对那个弟兄说：“对不起，我们不能接受这个。”
So they went to the other brother who made offerings. Says, "Sorry, we cannot accept."
后来弟兄告诉我
，Later the brother told
me, 感谢主，
I thank the
Lord. 我的孩子仍旧进大学。
My child still went to college.
他拿到了 financial aid.
And he has received financial aid.
并且这个孩子很用功。
And this child works very hard.
所以他还拿到了一些的奖学金。
He also receives additional scholarship.
他在学校里面过着非常富裕的生活。
And he is very well off in the college.
弟兄姊妹，这叫我想起马太福音第五章第六节的话。
And this caused me to remember Matthew chapter 5 verse 6.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessed is the one who.
他们必得饱足。
For they shall be filled.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这句话。完全应验在我们弟兄的经历里面。
This word had come true in our brothers and sisters.
并且在今天这个时代的里面
，especially in today's time，
我们要看见有神的儿女，特别年轻一代的弟兄姊妹们起来，有这样饥渴慕义。
We see that there are so many young brothers and sisters who rise up because they have such hunger and thirst for God's righteousness.
我们心里实在是受感动。
And our heart is indeed moved.
当我听见我弟兄的见证的时候
，When I heard my brother's testimony，
我感觉在这件事情上，他比我更尊贵。
I feel that in terms of this matter, he is more noble.
我捡到那么十一块，那个算不得什么的。
When I found $11, that's really nothing.
我们的弟兄在这么一个窘迫的情况里面，拒绝不该拿的东西。
And when my brother, who lived in such difficult times, refused to Take the offer.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Sisters，
不该我们拿的东西，主如果对我们说的话，你就不应该拿。
Whatever you should not take, and if the Lord has spoken to you, don't take it.
这是行义的生活。
Because this is a life that which practices righteousness.
但是呢，不仅是不拿不该拿的东西
not only not to take anything that you shouldn't take,
我们还要给出去该给的东西。
We also need to give the things that we ought to give.
如果我们该给的没有给的出去，那也是不义。
If the things we need to give and we did not give, then that is still unrighteousness.
我们这些人呢、啊、
For all of us,
我们常常向神要很容易的。
It is so easy for us to ask things from God.
但是要求我们给出去啊，哈，那可是难。
But if you are being requested to give, it is difficult.
我实在承认我在这方面有很多的失败。
I confess I have failed many times in this regard.
我们明明晓得施比受更为有福。
We always know that it is more blessed to give than receive.
但是在我们的感觉里面，给出去一点都没福。
But in our experiences, it's like there is no blessing in giving.
我们只觉得主给了我们这个才是福啊。
We always think that when God has given us things, that is blessing.
我们要什么神就给我们什么，哎呀，你看神多祝福我们了，对不对？
Whatever we want, God will give us what we want, and that God has blessed us.
我们充满了感谢和赞美。
And we will be filled with thanksgiving and praise.
每次主要我们要给出去的愁眉苦脸。
But every time when God asks us to give, then we have such long face.
脸上一点光彩都没有，对吧？
And there's no radiance in our face.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是给的神。
Our God is a God who gives.
所以他要求我们也是给。
So he requires us also to give.
所以我今天用这个话勉励我自己，勉励弟兄姊妹。
Today I use these words to encourage myself, and I encourage the brothers and sisters.
啊，我从年轻的时候我就知道一个姊妹的见证，我很喜欢讲她的故事。
Since I was young, I have known a sister's testimony, and I love to tell.
这实在是一个很好的例子。
Because it's such a good example.
我们有一个姊妹啊，她的先生是台湾很有名的大学里面的教授。
We have a sister that her husband was a very famous college professor.
那我们这个姊妹呢，她有一个嗜好。
And our sister has a habit.
她喜欢什么东西呢？
What does she like?
她喜欢火腿。
She likes ham.
所以呢，这个学校里面这些学生们呢，他们都知道过年过节要给这个教授送礼。
And so all the students in the school, they know that during holidays when they need to give gifts for the professors.
那么有时候希望这个教授能给他好一点成绩嘛。
And because they want the professors to give them better grades.
最好的礼物是什么？
What is the best present?
就是送火腿。
It is to give smoked ham to him.
啊，如果送金华火腿那就更好。
And especially the 金华 smoked ham.
啊，所以这个姊妹家里面火腿多得不得了。
And so this sister has a lot of hams at home.
所以她家就特别空出一间的屋子来挂火腿。
And she even provide a room to hang all the smoked ham.
没事的时候怎么样？就是看火腿。
When she had free time, she goes into the room to enjoy looking at her ham.
这是最大的快乐。
It is her greatest joy.
每一个火腿都怎么摸啊？
She will even go touch the hands.
这个摸的时候，那个心里面是舒服啊。
And when she rub on the hands, she feels so.
挂了一屋子的火腿。
In her heart, she has a whole room full of hands.
因为她是一个很好的姊妹。
But she's a very good sister.
有一天在主面前祷告。
One day she prayed before God.
我忽然感动她，她说：“你看教会里呢，有的弟兄们家很穷啊。”
And God spoke to her and says, "You know that there are some brothers in church. They are very poor."
你火腿这么多，你为不送一个给他呢？
You have so many ham. Why don't you give them a ham?
哎呀，主的这个话可摸着他的心了。
And this thing really touched her heart.
啊，送火腿呀！
He says, "What? I have to give out my ham?"
那大家知道要顺服主了。
But she knows she needs to be obedient to God.
那怎么办呢？就到那个房间里面去看火腿。
And so she went to her ham room and look at all her hams.
哎呀，摸摸这个也舍不得。
She felt this one and she says no.
摸摸那个也舍不得。
She felt the other one and says no.
摸来摸去，最后只送了个最小的。
And at the end, she found the smallest hand that she's able to part.
真是舍不得，但是还是送出去了。
So difficult for her to part with her hams, but she gave it out.
结果你看，主管教她。
And then God disciplined her.
就在那天晚上。
That night,
他们家来了小偷。
A thief came into her house.
一晚上把他一屋子的火腿全部偷光了。
In one night the thief had taken away all her hands.
第二天一看呢，一根火腿也没有了。
The next day she went into the room, not one is left.
感谢主，她到底还是一个爱主的姊妹呢。
We thank the Lord, she's still a sister who loves the Lord.
她就立刻后悔。
And she immediately repented.
她向主认罪。
She confessed her sin.
她说主啊。
Lord,
早知道是这样。
If I had known this would happen,
我昨天就应该送个大火腿去。
I should have given my brother the biggest ham.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们在行义的生活上
，In our life of practice righteousness,
主常常管教我们。
God often would discipline us.
其实，神是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
因为只有神知道。当我们有行义的生活
Because only God knows when we live a life of right,
能够得神的喜悦
we would please his heart.
并且能够引进神更大的祝福
And this will bring in greater blessings in our life.
所以在我们的生活里面
So in our life,
弟兄姊妹们要听那义者的话
We need to listen to the words of the just one.
主如果叫你做
If God asks you to do something,
你要去做
Do it.
弟兄姊妹们
Friends, sisters,
主如果叫你给你应该给
If God wants you to give, then give.
所以因此呢在行义的生活上面
Therefore, in our life of practicing righteousness,
我们也不要做那个不该做的事情
Don't do the things that you shouldn't do.
啊，那么要做该做的事
We need to do the things we ought to do.
所以只要有主的吩咐
as long as God has commanded you,
你不管那个事情是怎样
doesn't matter what the thing is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
有的时候啊很奇妙那个好看起来是好的事情但主不一定要去做
some things will appear to be very good but God may not want you to do it.
我这些年我感觉哈我们在跟随主侍奉主的路上
in these years I feel that In the days that we have followed,
听从主的吩咐才是第一要紧的事情。
To listen to God's command, it is the most important.
是不是把事情做好，这个是次要的东西。
Whether you're able to do something well, that is secondary.
在侍奉上也是这样，不是说有功你就可以做的，不一定。
In terms of our spiritual service, it's not that when there is work, then you go do it.
你要问一问，是不是主要你去做。
You need to first ask the Lord, do you want me to do it?
如果主没有叫你去做
If the Lord did not send you to do it,
你去做了
and you went ahead and do it,
那个也叫不义
That is also unrighteousness.
即使那个事情是好的
Even that service is good.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该跟随主，应该有这样的一个心志
My sister, we need to have such determination in our hearts.
比方说我这些年我常常有时候对弟兄姊妹讲他们很多人劝我呢说有机会去大陆了去培训
And many people have advised me that you should go to China to train the Christians there
哦，我也听见很多弟兄们进去哎呀讲到里面的情形我也很羡慕、啊、
I also heard many brothers and sisters who have gone into China to train the Christians there and I also envy their testimony
我也渴望主为我开这个门
I also desire God to open such door for me.
但是我祷告来祷告去啊，那主在里面好像没有说话。
But I prayed and prayed in regard to this, God did not say a thing.
所以既然主没有叫我去
，Since God didn't ask me to go,
虽然我知道是一个好的事情
，Even though this is a good ministry,
我也为着很多弟兄姊妹们他们有这个负担能进去，感谢主。
I also thank the Lord for all those brothers and sisters who had such burden to go to China.
但是呢，主今天没有给我命令说你可以去。
But God did not command me to go.
那我就应该听主的话。
So I ought to listen to him.
所以我们在生活中，在侍奉里
，in our life and in our ministry,
弟兄姊妹要听主的话才是最重要的。
We need to listen to his word. That is most important.
我这么多年过来哈，我一直被这个何寿恩教师的他的那个见证所影响，所感动。
For all these years. I myself have been influenced by the testimony of Miss Barber.
我们的姊妹是一个真正听主话的人。
Our sister was truly one who listened to God.
她完全不是根据自己的眼光、根据自己的经验、跟自己的兴趣来走。
She would not walk according to her own experiences and heard judgment.
弟兄姊妹们，所以在行义的事情上面，
brothers and sisters, in terms of practice righteousness,
什么时候我们离开了神的命令？
Whenever we depart from God's commandment.
弟兄姊妹们，你做的那些事，很可能在神的眼中来看就是不义。
Then all the things you have done outside of His command are unrighteous.
所以这也是一个蛮严肃的一件事情。
So this is a serious matter.
所以今天我们要根据主的带领，那么在地上与主能够有一致的一种光景，这个才是真正的行义的生活。
So today, when we live on earth, we need to be in one with our God, and that is a life of righteousness.
所以到保罗晚年的时候，
in Paul's later years,
他写信给提摩太，
he wrote letters to Timothy.
他对提摩太讲。
And he told Timothy,
啊，那个美好的仗我已经打过了。
He says, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路跑尽了。
I have run the course.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
那就是说，他完全听神的话，在地上度完了他的日子。
And he has already finished his day in complete obedience to God's word.
他说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
请我们注意啊。
Please pay attention.
保罗说是公义的冠冕。
Paul says this is a crown of righteousness.
保罗没有说，哎，有喜乐的冠冕为我存留。
Paul didn't say that there is a crown of joy reserved for me.
保罗也没说生命的冠冕，也没有这样讲。
He didn't say that there is a crown of life.Saved for me.
保罗甚至没有讲说有荣耀的冠冕为我存留。
He especially didn't say there will be a crown of glory kept for me.
今天我们基督徒常常讲说，如果我们在地上好好的跟随主，将来可以得到一个荣耀的冠冕，是吧？
Many people often said if we follow the Lord closely on earth, then later on we will have a crown of glory.
保罗所说的是公义的冠冕。
Paul calls it a crown of righteousness.
因为保罗知道他在地上他跟随了主的带领。
Because he knew that his days on earth he has
completely
followed God's guidance. He has obeyed God's word. He was one with God.
所以他的这个冠冕叫公义的冠冕。
And so the crown he will receive is the crown of righteousness.
这是特别不容易得到的冠冕。
This is a very hard to receive crown.
因为保罗在地上的日子，他过了行义的生活。
All the days on the earth, Paul has lived a life of practice.
那我们说，难道保罗没有错吗
？Then you will ask the question: Have Paul made any mistakes?
保罗曾经也错过，对不对
？Paul has made mistakes.
他曾经犯过许多的错。
He has made several mistakes.
我们礼拜四早晨呢，在一起读加拉太书的时候，我们也讲到。
And on Thursday morning, when we studied Galatians together, we also mentioned.
他年轻的时候碰到了彼得失败。
When he was young, he had encountered Peter's failure.
又彼得到了外邦人家里面吃饭。
Peter was eating supper at the Gentiles' home.
结果呢，雅各那里的人来了。
And there were some men came from James.
这些奉割礼的人来了。
And these are people who are circumcised.
哎呀，彼得马上就从饭桌上离开。
And immediately Peter left the table.
那么，同行的人也都离开了。
And those who were with Peter, they also left the table.
甚至连巴拿巴都随伙装甲。
Even Barnabas followed suit.
呀，那个时候，保罗看彼得所行的是不义的事情。
And Paul had witnessed what Peter had done, which was unrighteous.
所以就当面起来抵挡他。
And so he rose up to rebuke him.
哦，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗在那里是行义。
Paul was practicing righteousness there.
啊，这个不是年轻人的冲动。
It is not the out of the zeal of a young man. He was practicing righteousness.
但是后来呢
？And later on,
我们看见保罗自己也有失败。
Found that Paul also had failures.
当他在使徒行传二十一章，他回到耶路撒冷的时候
，In Acts chapter 21, when he returned to Jerusalem,
在犹太教强大的压力底下
under the great pressure of the Judaism.
他已经在外邦工作这么多年了。
He has been working among the Gentiles.
到处宣扬主耶稣基督的救恩了。
He preached and spread.
是一个自由的一个救恩。
Everywhere of gospel which liberates.
结果到了这个时候呢，他自己也站不住脚。
But at this moment, he himself could not stand firm.
他差一点就失败了。
He almost failed.
那我们看见是神的手伸出来干预。
We saw that it was God who stretched out his hand to prevent him from
failing. 没有失败，非常惊险。
And it was a very close call.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，像保罗这样的圣徒，
even saints such as Paul,
也有软弱。
He has his moment.
圣经也讲，以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
And the Bible tells us that Elijah was one of the same nature as us.
我们基督徒在行义的生活上，我们都有我们的软弱。
And for all Christians in the life of practicing righteousness, we all have our share of weaknesses.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord.
那一个时候还没来到。
Because that time has not arrived yet.
如果那个时候来到了，
if that time comes,
圣经说不义的人就叫他不义。
Then the unjust still be unjust.
那我们就一点机会都没有。
Then we will have no opportunity.
今天人就在恩典的时代里面。
Today we still live under the time of grace.
所以当我们有失败的时候，
so when we have moments of failure,
我们要悔改来到主的跟前。
We need to repent and return to the Lord.
神还把机会给我们。
God still gives us opportunities.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
无论我们在个人的生活里，
whether we are in our individual life,
家庭的生活，
or in our family life,
特别今天在夫妇的生活上，
especially today in our marriage life,
求主保守我们要行义。
We ask the Lord to keep us so that we may practice righteousness.
所以有的时候他们有家庭的问题来了。
Sometimes, brother and sister come to me with their family
for
a marriage problem.
那个讲起来说非常的复杂。
And when they explain their situation to us, it is so complex.
给他这么三讲两讲了，我们都糊涂了，不知道这个事情该怎么弄。
The more they try to explain, the more we are confused.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒我们有一个准则的。
But brothers and sisters, as Christians, we have a standard.
有时候我会劝那个妻子。
Sometimes I will encourage the wife.
我说今天你也许认为你的先生不对。
Maybe you think that your husband is wrong.
但是你要学习在主的跟前站在对的地位。
But you need to learn to stand on the position of righteousness.
Yeah, stand on the right position 上面，站在那个对的那个地位上的时候呢，因为你一站在对的地位上面，下面就是神的事情。
If you stand on the right position, then the rest is up to God.
神绝不违背他自己的话。
And because God will not deny His own word,
神会行动。
He will.
同样的，先生也是一样。如果你觉得你的妻子有很大的困难，你要怎么办呢？你不要整天学着想着去纠正她，很难的。我想你们大家都有经验，很难的。
Very difficult.
你就怎么？你要学着你站在对的地位上面。
What you need to learn is learn to stand
就站在一个义的地位上面。
To stand on the position of righteousness.
容让神在你的家中做事情。
And allow God to work in your family.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的家庭生活里，我们需要行义。
Brothers and sisters, in our family, we need to practice righteousness.
在我们带领孩子的事情上面，也需要学习行义。
In terms of guiding our children, we also need to learn to practice.
在我们对待我们的父母的事情上，需要学习行义。
In terms of treating our parents, we need to practice righteousness.
在你做学生的人，在学校的读书的事上，要学习行义。
For you students, in terms of study, you need to practice righteousness.
我们看见今天的人呢，是越来越不诚实了。
We find that today men are more and more dishonest.
我从前还听说有的学校考试的时候呢，老师把考卷发出去之后，这个老师就走到外面去了。
I have heard schools that after the teacher pass out all the exam paper, the teacher will leave the room.
我们有一个弟兄，一个年轻的弟兄非常好。
We have a young brother who's very good.
他现在在一个很有名的大学里读书。
And Now he's studying in a very famous university.
他读中学的时候就这样，有时候老师叫他 take home 这些功课啊。
And he practiced it since high school. Sometimes the teacher will give them take home papers.
他爸爸是一个教授。
His father is a professor.
有时候拿回来了，他爸爸说：“哎，我来帮助你。”哦，不行。
sometimes he had these take home papers. The father says, "Oh, let me help you."
他说：“我这是考试，这绝对不行啊。”
These are take home exam. You cannot help me.
感谢主，一个年轻的孩子知道公益的事情。
We thank the Lord because this young child knows how to practice.
这是很宝贵的一件事情。
This is very precious.
我们在我们公司里面做事情的时候，弟兄姊妹要学习行义。
In your business, as you work, you need to practice righteousness.
所以，今天主把我们留在这个地上。
Today, God still give us chance to and leave us on this world, on this earth.
主把我们摆在各式各样不同的复杂的环境里面。
He has placed us in all kinds of complicated situations.
神有一个意思，要我们在地上做公义的见证。
He has a desire for all of us to bear the testimony of righteousness.
所以那个时候还没有来到。
Because that time has not arrived yet.
弟兄姊妹们，我们还有机会。
Brothers and sisters, we still have opportunity.
如果我们有了失败，
if we fail,
我们不要等到明天。
Don't wait until tomorrow.
我们希望今天晚上回家，你在主面前，你要好好祷告。
Today, as you return home, you need to pray before the Lord.
行义的生活是非常重要的。
A life practicing righteousness is very important.
我们都知道将来我们所要去的那个新天新地。
We know that in the future we will be going to a new heaven and earth.
彼得后书三章十三节告诉我们，他是有义居在其中。
And 2 Peter 3:13 tells us, this is a place which righteousness dwells.
神为什么要废掉这个旧天旧地呢？
Why will God forfeit this earth?
因为这个地充满了不义。
Because this earth is filled with so much unrighteousness.
神有一天要把它结束。
One day God will end everything.
那么到了新天新地里面的时候呢？
And as we enter into the new heaven and
earth, 因为有义在其中，
because righteousness dwells there,
那个才是我们永远安息的所在。
And that is our, the place of our eternal
life. 我们生活在那一个环境里面，你才没有惧怕。
When you live under such kind of environment, you will not have fear.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
新天新地是用义来维持的。
The new heaven and earth is kept by the righteousness.
所以今天的教会，弟兄姊妹们，我们要让神的公义充满在神的百姓当中。
Today in the church, we need to allow God's righteousness to fill throughout His children.
我们常常讲，生活中要有公平啊，处事要有公平，行事要正直。
We often say that in our life we need to be just.And do righteousness.
我们晓得公平和正直的那个根就是义。
We know that the root of just and fairness is righteous.
有公义才有真正的公平。
When you have righteousness, then you will have true justice.
有公义才有真正的正直。
And to have justice, and then you have the.
所以今天我们在教会的生活里面，要让神的公义在这里来管理我们。
We need to let God's righteousness govern all of us.
圣经也讲，国因为公义就得坚固。
The Bible tells us the nations are established through righteousness.
有时候我们心里面会觉得很痛苦的，就是什么呢？这个世界上没有公义。
Sometimes it pains our heart because we cannot find righteousness.
有很多时候在教会里面看也没有公义。
And we cannot even find righteousness in the church.
很多时候我们在侍奉上呢，我们忽略了这个公义的重要。
Many times in our ministries, we have overlooked the importance of righteousness.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
But this is very important.
教会有公义。
The church ought to have righteousness.
教会的见证就变得刚强。
And then the testimony of the church.
我们个人有公义。
If we individually have
我们个人属灵的生活就刚强。
Then our spiritual life will be strong.
我们许多的软弱，都是因为我们里面有太多的不义。
Many of our is due to all unrighteousness.
所以我们要求主怜悯我们。
We ask the God to have mercy on us.
感谢神，他是公义的神。
He is the God of righteousness.
感谢主，他把神的公义彰显出来。
We thank the Lord for He has expressed the righteousness of God.
感谢神，他把他的义托付给我们。
We thank the Lord He has also commended His righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，行义不仅是为了主的见证。
Practicing righteousness is not only for God's testimony.
行义还有更重要的事情是跟主的再来有关。
More importantly, it has something to do with His coming again.
所以启示录二十二章这些话对我们是很重要的提醒。
So the words in Revelation 22 is an important reminder to us.
他说不义的人就叫他不义，污秽的人就叫他污秽，为义的人就叫他为义，圣洁的叫他人就圣洁。
He says, those who is unjust still be unjust, and the one is filthy still be filthy, and the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy keep himself holy.
看哪、啊、我必快来，赏罚在我，我要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done.
所以这个行义的生活是我们每一个人的责任啊。
And so this life of practicing righteousness is all our responsibility.
将来主来的时候，在他的审判里面，没有任何一个人可以逃脱的。
And when the Lord comes again under His judgment, no one can escape.
圣经有多次的话告诉我们，他要按照我们个人所行的，在神跟前受审判。
The Bible had told us many places.That he will judge us according to what we have done.
所以我们很快的就要来到基督的台前。
Very soon we will appear before the judgment seat.
所以我们应当相互的勉励。
We need to encourage one another.
相互的提醒。
And remind each other.
弟兄姊妹们。
Fine sisters.
愿主的怜悯保守我们。
May his mercy keep us.
让我们在地上的日子。
That for our days on earth.
能够过的。公义的生活
We may live a life of righteousness.
好叫神的喜悦常常充满在我们中间
And His joy and His pleasure will fill us.
让我们能够避开这一个可怕的时刻
And so that we can escape this horrid time.
我们不要愚昧到一个地步啊，把我们的不义人家流到主来的那一个不能改变的时刻那就是祸灾了
Do not be so foolish that you kept your unrighteousness until the day, until the time when He comes, and there is no time to change.
主爱我们。
God loves us.
主仍旧把机会量给我们。
And He still measures opportunities.
所以盼望这些日子，圣灵把主的光带到我们的生活里面。
May the Holy Spirit bring the light of God into our lives.
搜寻我们里面所有一切的情形。
And to search.Inner conditions.
把我们的光景重新归正
and once again adjust our inner conditions.
那么好叫我们的脚步能够跟主的脚步能够一致
so that our footsteps will be one with the footsteps of our Lord.
我们请低头再一点祷告
Let us bow our head and pray.
主我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
你并没有隐瞒不对我们说话
You did not hide yourself from speaking to us.
你乃是把你的话清清楚楚地放在圣经里面。
But very clearly you have demonstrated your word in the Bible.
求你叫我们因你的话能生敬畏的心。
And according to your word, you gave us the heart to fear you.
主，你已经救赎了我们。
Lord, you have saved us.
你已经爱了我们。
You loved us.
虽然我们在你面前的光景，也就是非常的软弱。
Although our condition is still very weak before you.
但是我们知道你从来没有放弃过我们。
But we know that you have never forsaken us.
所以你一再地用你的话来提醒我们。
Again and again, you will remind us with your word.
主，愿我们都成为饥渴慕义的人。
Lord, may we all become people who hunger and thirst for your righteousness.
既然在末了的时代，你把你的眼目注视在我们公义和圣洁的生活上。
And in this end time, you have fixed your gaze upon our life so that we may fix upon your righteousness.
我们求你给我们力量。
Lord, we ask that you give us strength.
让我们能够行义。
So that we may practice righteousness.
主啊，让我们的生活见证你的旨意。
And that our life may testify for yourself.
让我们能够预备自己，迎接你的再来。
We may prepare ourselves for your coming.
但愿当你的灵在地上做复兴的工作的时候，我们没有被漏掉。主，我们真是能成为迎接你再来的一般人。我们渴望能够欢欢喜喜地迎接你的再来。求你除去我们脸上的羞耻。
May you remove the shame from our face.
让我们活在你的光中。
That we may live in your light.
主，我们是软弱的。
Lord, we are weak.
但是你是刚强的。
But you are strong.
我们是无能的。
We are unable.
你是全能的。
But you are the almighty.
你纪念我们的心愿。
You remember our desire.
我们把这些话重新是交在你的恩手中。
Once again, we commit these words to you.
求你在我们的里面让它发光。
So that you may allow these words
引导我们的生活
to guide our life,
荣耀你自己的圣名
and to glorify your holy name,
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' precious name we ask
Amen, Amen.